The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB. Live from West Babylon, New York, this is Sports Talk 1240.
Good evening, New York. All right, Sports Talk 1240 is on the air. I am your host tonight, Andy Madison. Part of the duo that does kick off your Sunday here on AM 1240 WGBB. Brian Graves at the controls. How's everybody doing on the Sunday evening? Everybody good? Yankees fans? Mets fans? Any golf fans out there? Anybody watch the Masters? WrestleMania? Homeland? Billions? All right, we'll keep it to sports. Okay. All right, so if you're hearing my voice for the next hour or so, phone lines are open, 516-623-1240. That is 516-623-1240. Again, I am your host, Andy Madison. During the football season, I co-host a monthly football show called Kick Off Your Sunday, which would air Sunday mornings. I did it with Andy Sukoff, who also does Sports Talk 1240. So I am here in the new studio. I like this. I like this place here. This is a new setup. You guys have been here for, I think, a couple of months. This is the first time. About 4 months. Okay, all right. I took a while to get out here. My apologies. This is my first time in here. I like it. There's space. It's good. Merrick's a nice area. So we'll get to the baseball. We'll get to the golf. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the NFL draft. The NFL draft, 2 weeks from Thursday, is the NFL draft. What are the Giants going to do? What are the Jets going to do? The Giants currently have the number two pick. The Jets traded up. They now have the number three pick. The Cleveland Browns have the number one pick. Stop me if you've heard that before. So we might get to that in a little bit. Certainly, I may be joined by a special guest. I'm not sure. But again, I just want to give out the phone number, 516-623-1240. Also, check out our website, am1240wgbb.com. Again, you are hearing us on am1240wgbb. And also, if you like talking sports, or if you like talking about whatever the topic may be, real estate, history, I'm not sure. If you think that you've got an hour where you can get behind a microphone here and you can just talk, you should contact WGBB because they've got time slots available. And also, I just want to give a quick shout out to Rob Kowal. Rob, I hope I said your last name correctly. It was Rob's birthday on Saturday. So Rob, a belated happy birthday to you. I don't know if you're listening. Where's the webcam? Is the webcam around here? I don't see it. The webcam, if there's a webcam everywhere, however and whoever you may be listening. We're going to start with the Masters, okay? I want to start with golf because Patrick Reed just won his first major and he did so at Augusta. Final round 71. Finished at minus 15, and that's really all he had to do. He didn't really have to do anything crazy. He was able to do just enough where Jordan Spieth, who had an amazing final round Sunday, but just a little too little too late, and he bogeyed the 18th hole. He finished two shots back. Ricky Fowler, so close. Ricky Fowler finished second. Ricky Fowler shooting a 5 under 67. Finished at minus 14, one shot behind Patrick Reed. But Patrick Reed winning the Masters for the first time, winning a major for the first time in his career. Patrick Reed, a bit of a polarizing figure on the PGA Tour. When he burst onto the scene several years ago and he won his first tournament. A little cocky, I guess, his demeanor a little bit. He said some things in his press conference saying he considered himself a top five player. He thought that he was on par with Tiger Woods. Interesting to kind of say that for your first time, first tournament win. But Patrick Reed has been part of a couple of Ryder Cup teams, and he wins his first major. And if you're going to win your first major, and if you want to make a statement, winning at Augusta and getting that green jacket, that's certainly a big deal. How about Sergio Garcia? Sergio Garcia, defending champion. He won last year, sudden death playoff. Sergio Garcia doesn't make the cut. On Thursday, I believe it was, he got a 13 on one hole because he hit five balls in the water. I'm sure all of us golfers, all of us hacks can relate to that. But how would you like to be Sergio Garcia? You miss the cut, but you have to stick around for the green jacket presentation on Sunday because the defending champion is the one that puts the green jacket on the current champion in the ceremony on Sunday. So Sergio Garcia has to stick around in Georgia, in Augusta, all weekend because he's got to be part of the festivities on Sunday. That's probably got to sting a little bit. However, Sergio Garcia did wear his green jacket at Wimbledon last year. So that's a big power move, I would say. So Patrick Reed, not much drama on the back nine. I thought Rory McIlroy was going to kind of give him a run for his money, but McIlroy, Augusta still befuddles him. He still hasn't mastered Augusta. He never really got it going. Ricky Fowler played well, shot a 67, but Patrick Reed's lead was just too much. And Patrick Reed didn't make any mistakes. Did not make any mistakes. He did what he needed to do. Hit the fairway, hit the green, two putt, made par. Didn't make any bogey, didn't make a lot of mistakes. Came close, I think it was on either 13 or 15. He tried to go for the green in two. He came up short, but it hung up in the rough and did not go in the water. So he got very lucky in that regard. Jordan Spieth played amazing. If it wasn't for that bogey on 18, he probably would have finished about a shot off the lead, but he was on fire. Problem is that he was too many holes in front of Patrick Reed where he couldn't make it as interesting as you may have hoped. So the Masters, the first major of the PGA Tour season, and it ends with Patrick Reed putting on the green jacket. Now, I think golf is sort of at an interesting point because you had Tiger Woods who played in the Masters this year. He made the cut, shot 69 today, so minus three. Finished at plus one overall for the tournament. A lot of the golf world, of course, was hoping Tiger was back. Tiger would make it interesting. But golf sort of needs to now focus on these younger stars like Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, and, you know, see how they do. Jordan Spieth, I think, for what he's accomplished at such a young age, too, I think he might be golf's next superstar. Phil Mickelson won earlier this year, but I mean, he's no longer the young player on the PGA Tour. So it's kind of a new era in golf. You've got these younger stars that are hopefully trying to make a name for themselves. Big win by Sergio Garcia last year, finally getting that first major. Colin Montgomery, it really surprises me that Colin Montgomery is going to, he's going to go down as the best player to have never won a major. I mean, Colin Montgomery was such a great golfer. And for him not to have won a major, it's just one of those things. You look at someone like that and they're too good not to. So, but that I think is going to be how it's going to be for Colin Montgomery. So we're getting into the Masters. Did you watch the Masters? The NFL draft. What are the Giants going to do? What are the Jets going to do? I am tired of trying to figure out the scenario of what the Giants do at number two. Do they draft a quarterback? Do they draft Saquon Barkley? Do they draft a lineman? I don't know. I think maybe they should just draft Parker Lewis because he can't lose. So if they draft Parker Lewis, maybe they'll go undefeated. Parker Lewis can't lose. Anybody ever watch that show? I think it was in the 90s on Fox. That's like my little joke. So Google Parker Lewis and it'll make sense. The Yankees are at 500, and the Mets, who are playing right now against the Nationals, the Mets going for a sweep tonight in Washington. Who would have thought that that would be the case? As a Mets fan myself, when the series started, first of all, these division rival games, it's too early to play them in the season. The Mets played the Nationals this weekend, and the Yankees are now playing Boston. We're not even to mid-April yet. And there's already the Yankees already have one series against Boston. If you're a Yankees fan, How you feeling? How do you feel about Aaron Boone? How do you feel about Giancarlo Stanton? How do you feel about that lineup? What about the bullpen? Not a good weekend series for the Yankees against the Orioles. And today, today's magic number is 5. 5 runs for the Yankees, 5 run lead, 5 strikeouts for Giancarlo Stanton. You would have thought in the first inning, the Yankees are up 5, they're up 5-0 at home against the Orioles. With that lineup, with that offense, you'd have to think that the Yankees were in good shape. Nope. They ended up losing in extra innings. And Giancarlo Stanton, for the second time this season, and it's only April 8th, struck out 5 times. It's early. It's very early. You don't want to overreact to anything. It is still very, very early in the season. I remember this time last year, the Mets had an extra innings game against the Marlins, and they won, and they were in first place in the NL East in like mid-April last year. That was the highlight, the high point of their season. So the Yankees have an interesting schedule coming up. They're off tomorrow. 3-game series in Boston, 3-game series in Detroit before they come back home next Monday, April 16th. 2 games against the Miami Marlins, which the Miami Marlins, I mean, listen, it's too soon to tell who's going to be good, who's going to be bad. Here's one thing you can count on, though. The Miami Marlins are going to have a long season. Did you see yesterday's score? They lost to Philadelphia 20-1. Philadelphia put up 20 runs. Long baseball season for the Miami Marlins. Might be a long baseball season for Marlins, man, too. I wonder what he's up to. So, but interesting, of course, we talk about the Miami Marlins. Miami is coming up to the Mets playing tonight against Washington. Then they have a 3-game series in Miami against the Marlins. And the New York Mets, as I speak to you right now, are 6-1. So a pretty good start for them. Now, how did the Mets get to be 6-1? Mets pitched a good game yesterday. The pitching is going to be their strong suit. Syndergaard, DeGrom, Matt Harvey, Steven Matz. Harvey goes tonight. We'll see how Harvey does. DeGrom and Syndergaard, they haven't had their best stuff, but they've kind of given you just enough. Again, you don't want to overreact because it's still very early. It's still an adjustment period, but you got to like what you're seeing so far if you're a Mets fan. Mickey Callaway calls in Familia yesterday for the 5-out save. It works. Todd Frazier, he's been a difference maker. He's been great at third base. Mets bullpen, they're getting run support. Yoan Cespedes is hitting. It's still early. I feel like April is still, there's still too much to consider and too much going on, but you gotta like what you see so far. And we'll just see how it goes throughout the season for the Mets and for the Yankees. Quick look at the Mets schedule. This week, they're down in Miami tomorrow night. 3-game series against Miami. They're off on Thursday. Then they come home and they've got the Brewers, Milwaukee Brewers, and then another home series against the Washington Nationals. They have a day, the Mets have a day off on Thursday, April 12th, and then they play 10 straight games before they get a day off on April 23rd. And so off we go. We're off and running with the baseball season. And hopefully with the baseball season, what can come along is some spring-like weather and some spring-like temperatures. And we can get the snow melt. We can get the sun out. And we can come out from hibernation from the winter. But if you're a New York area sports fan, it'd be great to see. I think what you want, there are a lot of expectations with the Yankees. There's a lot of pressure on Aaron Boone, and there's a lot of pressure on Giancarlo Stanton. A lot of Yankees fans their expectations are to make the playoffs and to go deep in the playoffs and to overcome the ALCS loss and get to the World Series this year. If you're a Mets fan, I think you just want to be in the conversation you want to be in the hunt for one of the wild card spots. I think the Nationals are really good. The Nationals are going to be the division leader. The Nationals are the team to beat in the NL East until they aren't. I think Philadelphia will be better than people think, and I think Atlanta, the Braves, will be a lot better than they were last year, and I think they'll be better than people think. So I think that's what you're looking at in terms of baseball in the New York area come spring and summer and into the fall. And after a rough winter in which both basketball teams, the Nets and the Knicks, played terribly, a terrible season. Well, the Devils made the playoffs, but a terrible season for the Islanders and a terrible season for the Rangers, and a surprisingly bad season for the Rangers, which now has led to them leaving Alain Vigneault as head coach of the New York Rangers. So the Rangers are looking for a coach. After watching that and having to deal with a rough winter sports-wise, I think it'd be great to see both New York baseball teams play well and set their sights on the postseason and maybe have October baseball in the Bronx and in Queens. That, I think, would be great for the New York area. New York deserves it. They deserve to have the local teams do well. We've got enough teams in each sport. It'd be nice if after what the Giants and the Jets didn't do, it'd be nice to have both teams play well. What's interesting in the New York sports scene, if you go back 1 year, let's go back to April 8th, 2017. In a year span, the Mets have gotten a new manager. The Yankees have gotten a new manager. The Rangers now are looking for a new coach. The Giants have a new coach. The Knicks got rid of Phil Jackson. A lot of turnover. A lot of turnover for the professional sports teams in the New York area. So 8:20 here, Sports Talk 1240. Andy Madison, your host here. Brian Graves at the controls. If you want to call, talk about it. Yankees fans, how you feeling? Are you nervous? How do you think Aaron Boone is doing? What do you think about Giancarlo Stanton? What do you think about the lineup? 516-623-1240. Again, we have the Mets are playing the Nationals right now. Matt Harvey in his second start of the season. Michael Conforto is playing. Michael Conforto is in the lineup. Mets announced that Zach Wheeler might get called up from AAA and he might start this week. Looking at the Mets and looking at what Mickey Callaway is doing, I think Mickey Callaway he's making the right moves so far in the early going. So if you're a Mets fan, I think you've got to be pleased with what you see out of Mickey Callaway. How is the team responding? How are the players responding to what Mickey Callaway does? It's a different league now with analytics. I want to have a manager that I trust, that will trust his gut, that I think will have, will make the right moves. I always go back to, last year, Girardi I liked Girardi. I thought Girardi was a good manager. I was surprised that they let him go. But again, it's a new league now. The GMs want to be the one pulling the strings. And that's just where we are. I cannot remember a time in this past fall, the Red Sox, the Mets, and the Yankees all got rid of their managers and all hired new managers. I can't remember the last time that happened the same season. So I think that just shows you what kind of a league it is now, Major League Baseball. I want to believe that Mickey Callaway and Aaron Boone have that gut instinct to know, okay, this is when I should go to the bullpen. Okay, this is when I should pull the pitcher. Okay, he's had enough. Okay, it's time, we got to, take this player out of lineup or do the double switch. The one saying that I think is going to nod people is, well, what does the binder tell you? The binder, of course, referring to the analytics and the analytics of the situation. Don't you want to just go with your gut instinct? You want to have that manager that's got that gut instinct. Case in point, Girardi in the wild card game when the Yankees were playing Minnesota and he pulled Severino. Girardi doesn't make that move, Yankees lose that game. So does Aaron Boone have that gut feeling in him? So you want to talk about it? 516-623-1240. I don't believe there's a score in the Mets game. I'm just looking at the Mets Twitter page at the moment, and I don't see one. Yeah, so I think that game just started. It's 8:24, so taking you up till 9 o'clock here on Sports Talk 1240 on WGBB. Can Todd Frazier be the difference maker for the New York Mets? So far, so good. What does this mean for David Wright? What does this mean for Tim Tebow with the Binghamton AA Rumble Ponies out in Binghamton, New York? How are they doing? What does this mean for just minor league baseball in general in the area? I will say this, anybody listening, if you're looking for a great place to go to catch a minor league baseball game, you can't go wrong with the Brooklyn Cyclones. I went to my first Brooklyn Cyclones game last year, and I had a blast. So that's always a good time, especially if it's a beautiful summer evening. I cannot recommend that enough. So the Brooklyn Cyclones, that's one area to go. The Mets, of course, playing Queens, the Yankees, the Bronx out in Yankee Stadium. It's just great to have baseball, the baseball season going. I know it kind of takes a while for it to get going because you're in April and in mid-April and early April. It's still cold. You know, the weather kind of – it's, we get these little pockets of warm weather, and then – but then the rain comes, and then I hope there's not snow in the forecast this week. I heard a rumor about snow in the forecast. Hopefully that – whatever that low-pressure system just kind of goes away. But we can talk – we're talking baseball. I touched on the Masters, Patrick Reed winning the Masters, getting the green jacket, his first career major. The Villanova Wildcats won the NCAA men's basketball tournament on Monday at a pretty impressive victory for them over Michigan. Villanova was the best team in the tournament by far. I don't know that the title game on Monday was not even close. So it wasn't really, I picked Michigan State to beat Arizona. So my bracket was doomed the first weekend. I love watching the tournament. This is what I don't love, though. I don't love when your bracket busts the first or second day. I mean, if you're gonna knock out one of my teams, at least like wait till like the Elite Eight or something like that. I think the tournament will be remembered, one, for Villanova's dominance, two titles in 3 years. Shout out to Jay Wright, former Hofstra coach. Also, I think it'll be remembered for UMBC becoming the first 16 seed ever to beat a 1 seed to defeat UVA, the University of Virginia. I think the Nats just scored because I just got a text from a buddy who's a Nats fan that says Harbaugh. So I'll check the score on that in a second. The Mets tonight, 6-1. They're going for the sweep of the Nationals. If you're a Mets fan, I think, you know, you got to be happy with possibly sweeping the Nationals or at least taking 2 of 3 from them. So that's got to feel good. 2-0 Nationals. So I believe it seems like Bryce Harper hit a 2-run home run off of Matt Harvey. So the Nationals are up 2-0 in that game. Again, the Mets will go from Washington for 3-game series with the Miami Marlins. They'll be off on Thursday, and then they come back home. The Nationals, again, I think the Nationals, the Mets are going to be – everyone's going to be chasing the Nationals this year. I think the Nationals might be one of the best teams in the National League this year. I think they might be one of the top NL teams. I've got no predictions over who is going to go to the World Series. Not sure. The Yankees will definitely contend with the Red Sox. And here's the thing, too, about the Yankees. The Yankees are facing the Red Sox. They face the Red Sox on Tuesday. Red Sox are one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. I believe they've won 8 in a row. I heard that on the radio coming in. So it'll be an interesting test for the Yankees early on in this young baseball season. But again, a lot of baseball to be played. Still a lot of baseball to be played, so anything can happen. The NHL season ends tonight. Everything has all been determined except for seeding. I believe the Bruins, if they win tonight, will get the number one seed. So the New Jersey Devils are still not sure who their opponent is going to be yet, but that'll be determined after tonight. The Rangers will not be playing in the postseason this year, so that run ends, which is too bad. They're looking for a new head coach, and the Islanders, unfortunately, will not be in the postseason this year. So a new direction for the New York Rangers, the Devils making the postseason. And I think it'll be interesting, the NHL playoffs this season, because I think it's wide open. I think a lot of teams have got a legitimate chance and can make a legitimate case to be there at the Stanley Cup final. One great story out of the NHL, the Las Vegas Golden Knights. First year for that franchise, they make the playoffs. So they're in the postseason, so they'll be a fun story to follow and a fun team to watch as we go through the NHL postseason. So we touched on the Masters, touched on some baseball, talked some hockey. My bracket was blown to smithereens the first weekend when Buffalo beat Arizona. So, but my Syracuse Orange almost got to the Elite Eight. They went up against Duke. It was a good performance by them. But Duke will probably be there next year. I think Duke will be one of the favorites, one of the top teams, next season in college basketball. So now it's just basically baseball. I didn't touch on the NBA. We'll get to that a little bit later. And, maybe we'll talk some NFL and we'll look at the offseason moves that the Jets and the Giants have made. And maybe we'll look ahead to the draft, which is 2 weeks from Thursday. So, you're listening to Sports Talk 1240. I'm your host, Andy Madison, one of the co-hosts for Kickoff Your Sunday. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Kickoff Sunday, that is our show account. Sukoff and I tweet from that account every now and then. We are tweeting during the, tournament. We've got a podcast, that we're working on, that we're hoping will come out this week. So definitely check that out. Let's take a short break, now and, we'll come back and we'll talk more sports here at Sports Talk 1240. I'm your host, Andy Madison. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Sports Talk 1240 on Long Island's AM 1240. WGBB.
Country Foot Care, official podiatrists of the New York Lizards, have been delivering state-of-the-art foot care with good old-fashioned caring to Long Island residents for over 30 years. Specialists in sports medicine and foot injuries, Country Foot Care can be reached at 516-741-FEET or online at countryfootcare.com.
Want to advertise your business on Sports Talk 1240? Place an ad on sportstalk1240.com and run a radio commercial during the show every Sunday night here on AM 1240 WGBB. Our rates are very affordable. We'll even produce the radio commercial for you. Just head over to sportstalk1240.com and fill out the Contact Us form and let us start promoting your business today.
Unflippable, unflappable, unleakable. The Gustbuster is the only umbrella that won't flip inside out, rip, tear, or leak. Capable of withstanding winds over 55 miles per hour. All of our umbrellas are constructed of the finest quality materials and backed by a limited lifetime guarantee. What are you waiting for? Visit Gustbuster.com and get your Gustbuster today.
Stay connected to Sports Talk 1240 by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sports Talk 1240.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240, broadcasting every Sunday night beginning at 8 p.m. right here on Long Island's AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community. And now, back to the show.
We're back here in the studio here on Sports Talk 1240 every Sunday from 8 to 10. The sports guys get to take over and we talk sports for 2 hours. I'm your host tonight, Andy Madison. Brian Graves is at the controls. If you guys want to call the show, anything you want to talk about, you want to talk Yankees, want to talk Mets, maybe you're a Devils fan, maybe you're a Rangers fan who's bummed about the season, 516 516- 623-1240. That is the studio line here. Also a good way to get in touch with Brian, or anyone at WGBB if you want to host any of the Sports Talk hours. You got to talk to Rob, of course, for that. Happy belated birthday to Rob again. Andy Madison here taking you to the top of the hour. And then, if you missed the first half hour, okay, you know what? I'm going to let it slide. There's a lot going on this evening, so it's okay. But this is going to repeat, so you can listen to us starting again at 9, from 9 to 10. And if you like what you hear, you know, head us up on Twitter. Hit at SportsTalk1240 is the SportsTalk1240 Twitter account. I do a show with Andy Sukoff during football season called Kick Off Your Sunday. Our Twitter is at Kick Off Sunday. We're working on a podcast. We're actually going to put that out. We're hoping this week. We did one already where we talked a little bit about – we actually talked about March Madness. It's mainly geared toward football, but listen, we're sports fans. We were filling out our brackets, so we did a bracket special. And speaking of football, the Giants have voluntary – off-season workouts that start tomorrow. I know what you're thinking. Who cares? Wow. Great. Any other pearls of wisdom you want to throw away? Why is this a big deal? Why is this getting a lot of attention? Here's why. Because Odell Beckham Jr. reportedly will be there tomorrow. Now, Odell Beckham Jr., and listen, this is a non-Odell Beckham. I'm not getting into the trade rumors because he's not getting traded. Okay. Now I know the Giants said they said, well, never say never. Well, you know, the Giants have to say that they have no intention of trading him, but if the right offer came along, they'd have to listen. Now, is the right offer going to come along? No. So it's a non-story that people wanted to make into a story because they had nothing else to talk about. So, here's what's going to happen, the situation with Odell Beckham Jr. He wants a new contract. Negotiations are going to start this summer. So this tomorrow is probably the last time anyone is going to see or hear from Odell Beckham Jr. in New York until he gets that deal. So that's why tomorrow is a big deal. Now, the media, certain media outlets, are their coverage of Odell depends on who you talk to. Some of it is favorable. You know, the media kind of wants to paint Odell as this selfish player, which I don't think is entirely fair. And, you know, you've got these Giants fans that are saying, well, they should trade Odell, get rid of him. You really want to trade a once-in-a-lifetime player? Okay, before Odell Beckham Jr., tell me who the top wide receiver on the New York Giants was. Plaxico Burress. Probably. And Plaxico Burress won a Super Bowl. The Giants have not had a playmaking receiver on that level. Oh, well, I'll give you. Okay, Hakeem Nicks. Probably Hakeem Nicks. So, Plaxico, Hakeem Nicks, Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. wants to get paid. Rightfully so. Can the Giants work out a deal? We'll see. Do I expect that this holdout is going to go well into training camp? Yes, I do. This is what I think would I foresee happening. Odell Beckham Jr. is not going to be heard from, not going to be seen from until he gets that new deal. He has threatened to hold out, and it just is a matter of when they work that deal out. I feel like it might be close to the start of the regular season. Do I think Odell Beckham Jr.'s holdout extends into the regular season? Well, that's tricky because Odell didn't play much last year because of his injury. Is Odell going to sit out the remainder of his contract? See, that's a tough spot for Odell because he's going to want to get paid, and the teams, if Odell becomes a free agent and Odell goes and wants to move on from the Giants and wants to go sign somewhere else, how is he going to do that if teams they're going to be looking to sign a player who hasn't played in 2 years? That doesn't work in Odell Beckham's favor. So the Giants have a little bit of leverage in that regard. So I think that is a situation where Odell is going to have to try and figure out how serious he wants to take this holdout if training camp is drawing to a close and he doesn't have a new deal. What direction are the Giants going in? How much longer is Eli Manning going to be the quarterback? I can see Odell Beckham playing out the final year of his contract and then maybe wanting to look elsewhere, because the Giants might be moving on from Eli Manning sooner than you think. I don't want to think about that scenario. It's tough to picture life without Eli Manning if you're a Giants fan. But it's going to be a reality sooner than later. Dave Gettleman, the new GM, has come in. Has he adopted, I guess, the Belichick mentality of you want to get out a year too early rather than a year too late? What do the Giants do with the number two pick in the draft? I don't know. I don't know. It's several different factors. Do they like Davis Webb? If they're sold on Davis Webb, then they don't need a quarterback. But are you going to go after Saquon Barkley? You need an offensive line that's going to block for him. So I'm not sure what the case is. I don't really buy a lot into the NFL draft and all the hype and everything. I probably won't even watch the draft. I'll probably read on Twitter who the Giants selected. And then I'll do research, and then I'll read articles, and then we'll just go from there. Who did the Giants draft with the number two pick? Who did the Jets draft with the number three pick? I don't know. I don't have the answers. I'm not a draft analyst, and I don't play one on the radio or in a podcast or on TV. So I don't know what the Giants do. I do know that this is a new era for the New York Giants, and we'll see what Pat Shurmur is made of, and we'll see how Eli Manning responds to his offense. Brand new offensive scheme, brand new defensive scheme, switching from the 3-4 to the 4-3, or the 4-3 to the 3-4, or is it? I think they're switching to a 3-4, I want to say. They were in a 4-3 under Spags, and now it's a 3-4, and there's some new defensive personnel. No JPP. Eli Apple is still on the team at the moment. Brandon Marshall is still on the team at the moment. But the key here, the Giants have some tough decisions to make. Certainly. And priority number one is going to be getting a deal done with Odell Beckham Jr. So we'll see what happens there. The Giants have some decisions to make. The Jets have some decisions to make. And it'll be interesting to see what these teams do. NFL is still popular. The NFL, it still rules in popularity out of all the major sports. And I think that that is apparent in the draft coverage this year. There's a new player in the game. Fox will be carrying the draft, I believe. Fox has kind of entered the field. And people love the draft. People watch the draft because it's the NFL. The NFL does not really have this. What's interesting when you compare the NFL to Major League Baseball, this is another story. I meant to get this in the, meant to get to this in the first segment. But we were talking about baseball. What's interesting that happened this week with the Mets is the Mets and Phillies played a game that was exclusively broadcast on Facebook. Major League Baseball is trying in a little experiment this year where they're going to broadcast these games on Facebook Watch, I believe it is. Now, not everyone's on Facebook. What is the key demo in Major League Baseball? I think a majority of the people who watch Major League Baseball and watch baseball games are probably older than 35, 40. That's kind of their core audience. Major League Baseball is trying to appeal to a younger demographic. So I think the Facebook Watch experiment is trying to go that route. Here's a small problem, though. When they do that, they alienate their core fan base. My dad's a big baseball fan. My dad's not on Facebook. So my dad is not going to watch a baseball game on Facebook Watch because he's not on Facebook. Here's another thing about Facebook. The game being broadcast is being broadcast with all the comments and likes and everything on the live stream. Do you want to see all that stuff while you're watching baseball? I don't. Okay? I get what Major League Baseball is doing. I don't fault them for experimenting. But get the likes and the emojis out of there. Okay? The 2-2 pitch to a great... Oh, LOL, Mets game, emoji, smiley face, eggplant emoji. Stop! I want to watch baseball. Okay? Now it's an experiment. They're tinkering with it a little bit. But get these I don't need to see the comments while I'm watching the game. I know I sound old right now. I don't really care though. It's fine. So. 516-623-1240 here. You're listening to AM 1240 WGBB. I'm your host, Andy Madison. It is Sports Talk 1240 on this Sunday night. We talked about the Masters, Patrick Reed winning his first green jacket. WrestleMania is going on tonight. Brian, you a wrestling fan? Yeah, me either. I went to, this is like 16 years ago. I went to see Raw as War at the Nassau Coliseum. I went off to college and I don't even know who's fighting tonight. So, but like people love it, man. I mean, people love it. People love wrestling. I couldn't name five WWE wrestlers right now. I do think it's interesting that the path now is if you're a successful WWE wrestler that you go on to kind of be an actor and a movie star like John Cena and The Rock. The Rock's career fascinates me. I mean, he was going to be a football player, went to University of Miami, that didn't work out, so then he becomes a wrestler, becomes this all huge, big name, big star wrestler, now he's an actor, and he's a bankable movie star, although he's got to stop doing these Fast and the Furious movies because they're terrible. I do want to see Rampage though. Rampage kind of looks interesting. WrestleMania tonight, Mets playing right now against the Nationals. Matt Harvey is pitching. Yankees lost earlier today. Yankees have a big series coming up against the Red Sox. What else is going on? 2 weeks from Thursday, you've got the NFL draft. Giants pick at number 2. Jets pick at number 3. Excuse me as I look at my notes. The UFC fight. There was a UFC fight last night at Barclays, which the fight card switched at the last minute because Conor McGregor decided to barge into the cellar storage area and start throwing dollies and barricades at a team bus because he was mad at somebody. Was that staged? Let me think. Was that incident staged? Well, let's see. There wasn't a lot of buzz around for the UFC fight. So, I mean, I don't think it's without the realm of possibility. So, that made for an interesting couple of days and some headlines with UFC. The thing with me and the UFC is that who is their big star now? Conor McGregor hasn't fought in like 2 years. Ronda Rousey doesn't fight in the UFC anymore. Who is the next big star for the UFC and for these fights? I think maybe that's why I would lean a little bit toward maybe it was staged, maybe it was a publicity stunt, and maybe it just got out of control. I mean, listen, the injuries were not fake. I mean, that was a real gash on that guy's forehead. So I thought that was kind of interesting these past couple of weeks. The Boston Red Sox looking pretty good in the AL. I think the Red Sox are going to be the team to beat. I'm not picking them to win the division, but if you're the Yankees are going to be competing with the Red Sox for the division. And in the NL East, the Mets are going to be competing with the Nationals for the division. But I think if the Mets, again, I think you just, if you're a Mets fan, you just want to be in the conversation for one of the two wild card spots. I think that's just a fair assessment of how this team could do this year with a new manager and some new faces in the lineup. I'm looking at Ahmed Rosario. Hopefully he plays well. Todd Frazier has been a good pickup, certainly. I mean, they've only lost one game so far. Can they stay healthy? Can they just get back to a level, a respectable level where they're competitive? Last year's season was a disaster. You just want to forget that. So, and it was last year was just, it was just one of those things for the Mets where they would have a 3-game series or something and play well the first 2 games, series finale on Sunday, and the Mets would just play terrible and someone would get injured and it just started to, when it rains, it pours for the Mets. It was last year. You just want to get out from under that, and you just want to move on and not have that be the case this year. And so far, the Mets are off to a good start, 6-1. Again, they're playing the Nats tonight. They're going for the sweep of the Nationals this early in the season. That's something you like to see, certainly. The Yankees, meanwhile, are hovering at 500. They lost today after, despite jumping out to a 5-run lead in the first inning. So they are at 500. People wondering how Aaron Boone is doing as manager. Giancarlo Stanton, 2 home runs in his debut as a Yankee, but then 2 games where he struck out 5 times. He was booed at Yankee Stadium today. He got booed last week during the 5 strikeout performance. So it'll be interesting to see how Giancarlo Stanton deals with the pressure of playing in New York. You know, some people, they can't handle the pressure, and some people rise to the occasion. So again, it is still early. It's still too early. It's April 8th. Haven't even played 10 games yet. So I haven't even played 15 games yet. Excuse me. Sorry. So quick look at the schedule for the Yankees. The Yankees are off tomorrow, and then they have a 3-game series in Boston against the Red Sox. Red Sox in the early going are one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball. 3-game series at Boston, 3-game series versus Detroit. Then they come home for a 2-game set against the Miami Marlins, who look dreadful this year. And then a 3-game series at home against Toronto. So that's how the rest of this month shakes out for the New York Yankees. Let's take a look at the Mets schedule real quick. 3-game series against Miami. They're off on Thursday. Then they're at home to host the Milwaukee Brewers, and then the Washington Nationals come to town. Then they go to Atlanta, play the Braves for a 4-game series. First time they'll be in Atlanta this season. The great thing about the Braves is this Mr. Freeze guy. Have you seen this? This guy who races people. He's like a former track athlete, and he races these people. It's in like the 6th in between innings. It's so awesome. Just go to YouTube, type in Mr. Freeze Braves, and behold his speed. So they'll play a 4-game series with the Braves. Then they're off on the 23rd. And then they've got a 3-game series on the road against St. Louis and then the San Diego Padres. So that is how the month of April shakes out for the New York Mets. So the Mets have 6 games at home this month, and then they're on the road the rest of the month in the early going. Again, that's the rest of the schedule for the month of April. A lot of baseball left to be played. Still a lot to be determined, a lot to be looked at with Major League Baseball. Real quickly, let's look at the NBA season. Kyrie Irving, season-ending surgery. He will miss the playoffs. He will miss the postseason for the Boston Celtics. So does that make the Cleveland Cavaliers the favorite to come out of the East and go back to the NBA Finals? I think you've got I don't think much has changed in the NBA from this year to last year. You know, Kyrie Irving going to the Celtics, that was interesting. Kyrie Irving, the Celtics started the season with Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving, and they're going to finish the season with neither of them and go to the playoffs, basically the same team that they were last year. The 76ers are still on a roll. They trusted the process. They're going to the playoffs. Can they make some noise in the playoffs? Are the Toronto Raptors for real? I feel like I say that every year. It's like UVA, the UVA men's basketball team, and the Toronto Raptors. It's like the same. They have a great regular season. Do you trust them in the postseason? Are they gonna, you know, can they increase their game up another level? I don't know. I don't trust the Raptors. And then in the Western Conference, it's the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. Can the Rockets catch the Golden State Warriors? Sure, as I sit here on April 8th, I still think that we're setting up for a Cleveland Cavaliers Golden State Warriors Finals, a rematch of the 2017 NBA Finals and the 2016 NBA Finals. I love the NBA, but it's got a competitive balance problem. There are only a handful of teams that are competitive, and none of them are the New York Knicks or the Brooklyn Nets, unfortunately. And who knows what happens with the Knicks? They bring back Jeff Hornacek. They go in a different direction. Are the New York Knicks going to be the latest team to let a coach go in this area? God, so much turnover in the last year on the New York sports scene from a coaching and managerial perspective. So, unfortunately, no postseason basketball will be played in the New York area again. So, the drought continues. But I think you've got the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. And they're going to go back to the NBA Finals. So I feel like that's just a foregone conclusion at this point. I'm looking forward to the NHL playoffs, though. I think they'll be exciting. It's kind of wide open. I think I might jump on the Nashville Predators bandwagon because they were fun to watch last year. I'd love to go to Nashville. I've never been to Nashville, Tennessee. I've heard good things. Looks like a beautiful city. All right, couple minutes left here on Sports Talk 1240. I am your host, Andy Madison. Brian Graves, the man of the controls, keeping me company here on this Sunday night. Again, just want to remind you guys, I co-host a monthly football show during football season, Kick Off Your Sunday. We have a Twitter page, at Kick Off Sunday. We've got a working on a podcast. We're hoping that'll be out this week. We will tweet it out on the show account, so give us a follow. At Sports Talk 1240, give Sports Talk 1240 a follow on Twitter. WGBB's website, am1240wgbb.com. So check that out, certainly. And thank you for listening this evening. 516-623-1240 is the studio line if you want to get in touch with us. I'm your host, Andy Madison. We talked Mets, talked a little baseball. Talked a little hockey. Rangers are looking for a new head coach. The Rangers did not make the playoffs this year, which is unfortunate after being a consistent part of the postseason. Alain Vigneault, stellar coaching career with the Rangers. Coached them to a Stanley Cup, a couple of Eastern Conference Finals appearances. But he was let go last night after the Rangers' last game of the season. The Rangers made some moves this offseason. They were hoping that they could get back to the postseason and maybe get past last year's second round exit, but it was not to be. It all kind of slowly unraveled. I'm getting emotional talking about the Rangers and the fact that they're not in the playoffs. I'm not ready to handle it yet. It is going to be tough not watching Henrik Lundqvist stand on his head in May and June. I got used to that. It was kind of like a part of my spring sports watching experience, but not this year, not to be the case. So the Rangers season just kind of slowly unraveled. They got rid of some experienced players. They got younger, and it looks like they're going in a new direction. So we will see who becomes the next head coach for the New York Rangers. WrestleMania is going on right now. Patrick Reed won the Masters. Ricky Fowler is close. I think Ricky Fowler is close to his first major. So we'll see how he does in the U.S. Open. U.S. Open's at Shinnecock this year. So, right in our backyard. So that'll be cool. U.S. Open is up next in June, then the British Open, and then the PGA. So we'll see if Ricky Fowler is in contention on Sunday in the future. Ricky Fowler played great. Shot 67. If you're gonna shoot below 70 in the final round of the Masters at Augusta, you should be in contention. So Tiger Woods getting closer. He's not back yet. I don't think he'll be in contention of any of the majors this year, but I think he's seems to be trending in the right direction. It was a welcome sign to see that he made the cut, that he finished at plus one. So that is the golf scene, for the PGA Tour. And it's good for golf when Tiger's back because there's a lot of interest in the game. But they should focus more on these younger players. I think Jordan Spieth is going to be a good player on the PGA Tour. I think he's already proven that, but he's a guy to watch and to kind of keep your eye on. You're ushering in a new era with these younger players, Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, just to name a few, Jason Day, Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed now is in the conversation, certainly. He won a major. He's played on a couple of Ryder Cup teams. So we'll see if he can be a multiple major winner on the PGA Tour. Jordan Spieth made it interesting, but there wasn't really too much drama in the final round, at the Masters this Sunday. So we'll see what happens in June when the U.S. Open comes to Shinnecock. So, that is going to do it for me. I think we're just about out of time. Yep. I want to thank Brian Graves. Want to thank Rob Kowal for, letting me come in here and rip sports for an hour. Happy belated birthday to Rob. Check us out at Kickoff Sunday. That's the Twitter page. And, check out at SportsTalk1240 on Twitter as well. We will see you next time. Thanks for listening.
The views expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.